Nate Marchand, Personal Journal. After today's broadcast, Elijah, Jimmy, and I wandered out to Ubermogara's bridge. Jimmy silently monitored the mecha's systems.
Hey Jimmy, bring up the local newsfeed. I want to see how Double G is doing.
He gave me a thumbs up and tapped a few buttons.
Double G.
Oh, that's my little nickname for Yongari too, since his name is spelled with two G's.
Yeah, you might want to work on that.
Why?
Nathan, that sounds like a rapper's name. Or, I mean, a pretty weirdly sized bra, you know.
Your opinions know no bounds, do they, littlest gatekeeper?
Only when they're correct.
Before I risk our friendship with an argument, let's check on Yongari too.
The view screen displayed an unconscious Double G being airlifted over Seoul by a squad of military helicopters.
I'm amazed how well-prepared South Korea is for kaiju.
Gwamyu.
How well they respond to monsters.
I mean, they do have a lot of them.
Yeah, they're second only to Japan in this part of the world. Can't believe you convinced the board to move this guy back to Yongari Island.
Elijah smirked.
Before you say anything, great kid, don't get cocky!
An energy blast suddenly severed the cables carrying Double G, and he plummeted to the ground below.
The frick was that?
Jimmy panned the view screen up, and there hovered an alien spaceship.
Oh my god, it's the Galaxians.
Ugh, those rubbery ETs finally came back.
A pillar of light beamed down to the ground, and a gnarly quadrupedal kaiju with crab-like claw arms, retractable mandibles, and a bladed, almost scorpion-like tail materialized within it.
Is that...
Ikor?
Oh, Godzilla, dang it.
A confused Double G woke and stood to his full height. He and Sykor locked eyes and roared at each other. Double G shot a fireball from his mouth at his resurrected foe, who projected a shield to stop it. Enraged, Yongari charged at the lizard crab and tried to grapple it, but the shield repelled every blow.
Jimmy, fire this mecha up so we can help him. Why not? Maybe if you just weren't so distracted by a pretty face, you could have kept this freaking robot in fighting condition!
Suddenly, the view screen was filled with the visage of twitchy gray aliens.
Greetings, pitiful humans. We, the Galaxians, have returned.
For revenge.
No, you fool.
Oh, to blow stuff up?
Yes, but... no. We're here to take over the world.
Spoil sport.
We have recreated our kaiju bioweapon, Sykor.
He's a Gwamyu, not a kaiju, you flubber-knocking idiot.
Am I detecting a lot of youthful rage?
Soon your planet and its abundant resources will belong to the superior race, the Galaxians. Not even Yongari can save you now. Perhaps if you are cooperative, we will allow some of you to survive as slaves. Do not even
Jimmy, patch me through to them.
You're serious?
Hey yo, Mr. Galaxian dude. Psycho, we need to have a conversation.
Who is this?
Me? Well, I'm one Elijah Thomas.
Oh, I know him. He's the little gatekeeper, the one who loves Yongari. I listen to his podcast.
Silence, moron! I don't know how you intercepted this transmission, but what do you want?
To correct you? Duh.
About what?
So, Sykor is not a kaiju, it's a Gwamyu.
Oh, you just got told by a human.
Shut up! You, a tiny-brained, hairless ape, presumes to tell us a gloriously perfect bioweapon is not a kaiju?
Okay. Let me tell you why you're wrong.
Elijah and the Galaxians engaged in verbal sparring that would make a presidential debate look like a playground argument. I rolled my eyes and slipped away to talk to Jimmy. There's gotta be something we can do. I like crazy ideas. They make me rich.
The only good character in GBK! As I was saying, be a kaiju.
Anyway, you were saying... You have a jetpack?
Jimmy explained to me that according to Uber Mogura's scanners, the Galaxian ship was projecting the shield around Psycor. He could take the jamming device he installed in our mecha to protect it against cyber attacks and plant it on the Galaxian ship to take down the shield. That's where the jetpack came in. He said he had a friend who worked on Project T, which is how he got one.
It's dangerous, but I don't know what else to do.
I glanced at Elijah, who was still arguing with the Galaxians.
He's keeping them distracted, so we can't waste this opportunity. Do it!
Jimmy slunk out the door. A few minutes later, I switched to his helmet cam on a small monitor and watched as he jumped out of the hatch and ignited the jetpack. He spiraled and flailed as he shot forward like an out-of-control bullet. It took everything in me not to gasp and draw the Galaxian's attention away from Elijah. Thankfully, Jimmy stabilized his flight and aimed himself at the alien ship. My eyes jumped back and forth between the monitor and the aliens on the view screen. Not once did they seem aware of Jimmy's approach. Elijah has an uncanny talent for locking opponents into a debate. Jimmy landed on the ship's hull in a few minutes. I wiped sweat from my brow, praying the Galaxians didn't see. Dang it, Elijah, I thought. I glanced back at the monitor and saw Jimmy press a few buttons on the jammer. Some lights on it blinked. Jimmy jumped off the ship and skydived toward Uber Mogura. Meanwhile...
Can we blow stuff up already? I'm bored.
Not yet.
Why?
Someone is wrong on this planet.
No. Your argument doesn't make any sense. It doesn't matter. You've already lost. I win.
Hairless ape, I find your definition of kaiju simultaneously too broad and too narrow. Therefore...
Uh-oh. Our shield around Psycor dropped.
What? Raise it again!
Nothing's working!
Nathan, did you do that?
Actually, it was my intrepid producer.
Makes sense.
I switched the view screen back to the news feed.
Double G rushed Psycor, grappling with the bioweapon's crab claws.
Yongari blasted those crab claws off of Psycor, tossing one aside, and impaled his foe to the ground with the other. Psycor writhed, and Double G shot him point blank with a fireball. The Galaxians broke back into the view screen. They were flailing like over-caffeinated octopuses.
No! Not again!
Young Gary ruins everything.
No, he saved Romulus Cinema.
Oh yeah, he did. I heard their episode.
The Hairless Apes podcasts are rotting your superior brain.
What does superior mean?
Flippin' Zimbok Fark!
What language?
More like, what language is that?
The view screen cut back to the newsfeed and showed Double G roaring at the Galaxian ship. And shooting a fireball from his mouth.
Retreat!
We'll be back, humans.
No, we won't.
But I want to blow up their planet.
We'll let them keep the overgrown asteroid.
On the news feed, the Galaxian ship zoomed away as a streak of light.
Well, well, Elijah. I never thought I'd see the day your gatekeeping ways would actually save the world.
Let's go!
Oh, no.
I'm the flubber-knocking Rizzard King.
I thought that was Godzilla. Oh, wait, he said Rizzard, not Lizard.
This is why I'm working with Titanic Creations on the upcoming Yongari figure. It's going to be the definitive kaiju figure for Yongari. Guamio figure, actually.
Elijah walked excitedly off the bridge, shouting more catchphrases as Jimmy re-entered through the same door, slinging off his jetpack. They high-fived as they passed each other.
But as I was saying, life's too short to not talk big.
He's not getting off that cloud anytime soon, is he? And he won't let me forget this, will he? You're no help, you know that? Gah. Really? A Lady Guard text tone? Oh, my girlfriend is a Colin. Convenient.
Jimmy exited to his cabin.
Leaving me all alone. I've huffed and walked to the communications console. I messaged Ricky to send one of Jimmy's Orca drones to lead Double G to Yongari Island. Then I stomped to my cabin, locked the door, and flopped onto the cot. Didn't leave for several hours. No one bothered to check on me for who knows how long. And journal entry. MIMV Episode 90 Epilogue. Psycor 2 Electric Boogaloo. Starring Nathan Marchand as MIFV Nate, Elijah Thomas as himself, Rick Zeno as Galaxian Number 1, and Andrew Winja as Galaxian Number 2. Written by Nathan Marchand with Elijah Thomas. Directed, produced, and edited by Nathan Marchand. Music tracks included Charred and Cauterized by Hemophiliac featuring Seolfer the Jackal, The Border by Arg Sound, Heroes by Fennekin, Frederick Hothen, Andrew Thompson, Cradius, Gamer of the Winds, John Stacy, and Matthias Manente, and Abandoned by God by Ro Taka. Sound effects sourced from freesound.org and created by JP Gant. Our story segments were made possible by the generous MIFV Max members on Patreon, including executive producer Damon Noyes. This is a fan production and no copyright infringement is intended or implied. All characters, video clips, and audio clips belong to their respective copyright holders. MIFV is a Moonlighting Ninjas media production and a proud member of PodNation. Thank you for listening. Next time, a decent proposal.